gather round. It's Mega Podcast 2000. Rona boys, hey there, hi there, welcome to the show's Mega Podcast 2K, the hottest pod in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Seth, Dana is sitting across from me. How are we doing today?
A lot better than I was this past Tuesday, since today is Thursday, and we're doing the pod on a Thursday, because I was down and out. Yeah. And that's the sick of flu right there laughing at me because that son of a bitch took me out.
No, yeah, everybody's getting sick up in this bitch. I haven't been watching as much things because I've been having to pick up at work a lot because everybody's fucking sick.
The responsible thing and didn't, you know, do the pod, you know, didn't want to be contagious and shit,
you sick. I'm going to preface this by saying, one, we're just going to be a day late,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We would have dropped Thursday today. Two, this is going to be unedited because I'm going to have to rush this bitch out. But it is going to be unedited, uncut.
Gotta go to work.
Let's go. Y'all aren't even ready for all the shit I cut out. I cut out so much stuff. Y'all have no idea. But yeah, things are good over here. Wait, let me check. I'm kind of worried about your audio. I'm going to solo you out.
Can you tell me, man.
Tell me something else you've done.
Well, while I was sick, I went into a deep, deep glory box of Portishead. Listened to that a lot. And then I went through a bunch of SBs that I wanted for Christmas that I'll never have, which is always cool, you know, looking at things you'll never have. Well, I'll eventually have, but
I'm the same way.
I just look at them like, oh, damn, these Parises eventually.
I do that with watches, but lately I've been doing eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And eBay's dangerous when you get the app and you start hearting stuff that you like. I bought this camera, this point and shoot from like 2002, a Canon PowerShot. 9,000 or S1000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little square 7 megapixel point and shoot. It's like, I don't know. It's a fucking complete Gen X move. Even though I'm not even, not Gen X. What are they called? Gen Z. Whatever. They're like, ooh, old tech. I just heart all these things. I'll just look at old equipment. Like, I want a Super 8 camera now. Super 8 camera now. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to be a money pit, but I still want it.
Yeah, just like looking at things, you know?
But when you start harding it, then all of a sudden, like 3 days later, it'll be like, all right, 20 minutes until this bid ends. Then you start getting in a bidding war, or you try to snipe in. And it's kind of like gambling. It feels good. Like, I don't feel the things gamblers feel. Shout out these. They played me a clip from this movie while I was in New Orleans with Al Pacino, where he's a gambling addict with Matthew McConaughey. Have you ever seen this movie?
No.
I have no idea. Google Matthew McConaughey, Al Pacino gambling, and you'll find this movie.
Mm.
But he talks about how your asshole puckers up when you lose. And that's when you know you're a real gambler.
Really?
That's what they say in the movie. When I went to New Orleans and lost $100 in 10 seconds, I didn't feel that. So, maybe I'm not the guy, you know?
Two for the money.
That's it.
Never seen it.
Amazing YouTube clips.
22% on Rotten Tomato.
Yes, sir.
I'll make a 6.2 on IMDb, so that's in the middle. It's in the not bad. So, 2005, 2 hours and 3 minutes.
You got to think about it, though.
Box office for 30.5.
Oh, it's a flop. But you got to think, like, all right, it's 2005, yeah. Al Pacino, Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. Al Pacino's, like, still, that's probably 4 years past Devil's Advocate, yeah, Al Pacino. Somewhere right there. Maybe 5 years.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
He's still trying, and, you know, it's right around the whole nine. The Inches movie.
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah. Inches.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him as a football coach?
No.
Hoo-wah! We're gonna go for it.
That's crazy because, you know,
we don't punt.
Well, Jamie Foxx and LL Cool J actually got in a fight in that movie too. That's like one of their biggest. That's when they like started that beef, I guess, whatever. Oh, and now they're actually cool, of course. But yeah. I remember them talking about it on a behind the scenes. LL Cool J was like, "Yeah, well, tell us about this thing that you and Jamie Foxx did." He was like, "Yeah, man, you know, we're." And he gave a Sunday a scene, and you know, we got into it, and he just punched me in my face, and I when we you know, I'm not like that, so we went at it. As simple as that.
Hey, fellas. So quit your fighting over there.
Yeah.
Save it for the other team.
All that star power.
Hoo-wah. Anyway, yeah, so I like eBay now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch this movie though.
I wanna watch it. I think that's a good 20% from 2005. It's inversely related. It could be looked at as an 80% good because it's probably awesomely bad.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it though.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what?
You watch it. You tell me how it is. Yeah. Yeah. And then let me know. Give me your full review. And then if it persuades me to watch it, and then I'll watch it. But right now, the way it looks like the cover on it, I'm not watching it. Just not gonna do it.
I added a new button.
All right.
So that. Yes. Okay, so, oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out my.
See, this is unedited. So
I'm
okay.
Trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to click the right button. Wait, no. Listen to this one. This right here's a penny dropper.
Whoa. That's a good one.
I know, right?
Damn, that is a good one.
So it's like I don't know. Maybe if there's a, we need like a button for every mood. Maybe if there's like something sexy, mm-hmm. You know, we could hit the.
That's a good one. Here's a penny dropper. Yeah, we can go with that. You know, something sexy. I'll go with it.
If something's like so fucking sexy that yeah. It's just like, it's even more sexy than that.
Mm-hmm. Now I know y'all be loving this shit right here. Oh, God. Don't make me laugh. I still got a cough. Fuck, man.
Yeah, we're both fucked up over here, y'all. We don't care. We're gonna get through this together.
Damn, Limp Bizkit, bro.
Gosh. Dana and I, we just get it in. I'm not cutting out the coughs, alright? Normally I have time to edit out each and every cough. The uhs and ahs when I can. But you're just living with it. Alright, let's get into this bitch.
Yo, here we go. That's how you know the show is real right now.
Shoo! See, I'm getting it back. Shoo! Mm-hmm. Shoo! Shoo! Weffy got another one. All right, we're starting off with Alice.
Alice, let's go.
Starring Keke Palmer. Yo! Common, and there was somebody else, but I was like, I don't know who that is. I'm not writing his name down.
Nah, yeah, I wouldn't do it either. Yeah, it's got a 5.1 on IMDb.
Okay.
It's got 47% on Metacritic and a 29% on Rotten Tomato. I think it's a little misconstrued by the numbers. Honestly, I think this is a really good movie. A very, very powerful performance from Keke Palmer. And she is very sexy in this movie.
Fuck, where's it at?
Yeah. See how I did that? Yeah. So, this Alice, starring Keke Palmer playing Alice, yearns for freedom as an enslaved woman under an iron rule by a brutal owner in rural area of Georgia plantation.
Boo.
Yeah. After a violent clash, she kind of like bolts out and runs, you know, and then ends up in a 1970 era with Pamela Greer. Shout out my girl.
Pam Greer.
I love
baby.
Pam Greer. If y'all don't know, if you've never seen,
Coffee
and, what's the fucking infamous one I love all the time with Samuel Jackson. And I'm so mad at myself. I don't know this one.
The gosh. Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, you know what it is.
Often debated movie.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I know. Foxy Brown. Yes, she is amazing. So she ends up in that era. Shout out to Pram Gear. Give her a props. If y'all don't know who she is, look her up. She's amazing. She is very, yes, a panty dropper. So she runs into that era, you know, Rolling Stones, Black Panther, big, you know, black empowerment. So she's like kind of shell-shocked. How does she end up here? She just left 1863 where she was a slave. And then she runs into my man, Common. Shout out, Common. Hell on Wheels, Smoking Aces. rapper, Chicago, Chi-Town, stand up. She runs into him, and then he tries to gain her memory back because he's like, yo, you know, where are you from? She's like,
He's like, trauma. Right?
Yeah. No, he's like, yo, no, he's not, because she's still dressed in like her slavery suit, like this long ass dress. Is like, what is going on?
I don't know what's going on here.
And,
God damn,
geeky. Just trying to like figure out where she's from, you know? And so he drops her at a hospital. And so he checks her in. And the hospital lady asks her for her name. She's like, Alice. And she says, what's your last name? I don't have a last name. Any close of kin or anything? She's like, nope. You know? So like, he walks out, Common goes out after drops her off. He's like, sees a psych ward thing pull up, and he's kind of like, looks at it and feels bad for dropping her off. So he goes back inside and he's like, yo, where's the girl I dropped off in here? And he's like, if you're not a, you know, brother or sister, I can't tell you, whatever, whatever. So he's like feeling bad. So he goes, sneaks back there. Long story short, you know, gets her out and gets on the road of figuring out who she really is.
So is it a road trip movie?
No.
Okay.
It's just that she ends up, when she was running through these woods, she ends up on the interstate.
Oh, okay. And just
and he's driving a truck.
Does he have a trucker hat?
Well, no. What he the has fuck? The sideways 70s hat like they do back then, you know, with the little, come on, man. Okay, my man Colin Fresh with the little, he got the little V-neck going, the little chest hair coming out too,
like
my
with
man.
That, like thick cotton.
You know, like the 70s look, you know? So he's like, he works for his brother in his agriculture truck, like a owns a farm and stuff, and he used to be like a Black Panther, you know, powerist, but now he's like, you know, chilled out, you know, working for his brother, and his brother's kind of an asshole. He has these Mexicans on the farm, and he's like, treats them like they're like immigrants, and like wants to fire him because he thinks they're stealing. He's like, Common's like, yo, chill, man, they're like hardworking people, you know, like don't you get it twisted, don't, like, you know, this used to be the reverse way around, like why are you trying to be like that, you know? So like, Common plays a really, really amazing character. Kiki Palmer's performance, to me, I mean, Kiki Palmer's performance is a 3-swipe performance. Now the movie itself,
is going to. Oh, one of our listeners, what? Suggested that when we do swipe up, we need to say what we're swiping up right before.
What we're swiping, I said for her performance, because
people be zoning out,
right? I mean, this is her performance. Okay. Kiki Palmer's performance, because I didn't watch Nope, which I need to watch.
So we got Kiki, but Alice, we got to be like, Alice. I give Alice.
Yeah, her performance of Alice is a 3-swipe. Now the movie itself.
Alice. If you're not fucking listening.
The movie Alice is a 2-power swipe. Woo! Because
Power 2 is a great
It pocket. Is, man, because you know why? It's
entertaining.
It's entertaining.
You're not thinking too hard.
Right, exactly. It's not that long. You can put it in. It's like 1 hour, 34 minutes. Yeah. You got quality actress and actors.
Not everything can be a power 4.
You know what I'm saying? We can't just give them out like that. You know I'm not going to give them out. No. But it is a must watch. It's on Hulu. Yeah. And you can't go wrong with it. I mean, Kiki Palmer's on a roll, can we admit? What did you think her performance in Nope? Wasn't it like
electric?
You know what I mean?
She's a star.
And I think she's coming up. We already said that she's...
I imagine both these were filmed like back-to-back with the timing.
I would think... shout out to Kristen Veer Linden. She was the director. She also did Birth of a Nation, Harriet, and Antebellum.
Okay.
So she's on the director. I give her... for this, the director gets a 3-swipe for Alice. Shout out to Kristen.
Wait, is she a black woman?
I have this picture of. I want to say she's. I want to say she's mixed. I won't even say she might even be German.
She looks like Meghan Merkel. You know.
But she might be even like Germanish. That like right, like my last name.
Linden is definitely like Dutch.
Yeah. So I feel like she might be black and Dutch. She's definitely got black. You can see it, but she's mixed with something else.
Honestly, that picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll put it on the gram for y'all, but shout out to her, man. Like, she's got 3 movies, I guess. At the Birth of the Nation, I watched. I mean, I'm going to give that a 2-swiper because you know what it is. If you've seen it, it is what
they
it is.
They tried to re...
Too much. It was
But Birth of the Nation is like one of the first like great movies of American cinema.
Yeah.
And like
The original one.
But it's just racist.
Yeah, the original one's racist.
KKK coming about.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was in like the
1920s.
Yeah.
I want to believe, if I'm not, because President Wilson at the time was said it was the greatest movie of America or some shit like that. Yeah.
Jesus. I bet Kanye fucks with that movie.
He probably does, knowing him. But yeah, check out Alice. Let's go. Yo, power swipes. Let's go.
And I know we called it. We and did, it's probably bro. Obvious with the Kanye thing, gosh. But I told y'all, don't fuck with the Jews.
We don't do it.
I swear, don't worry. Or don't hate on me. Don't cancel us. You probably can't because we're not even paid to do this. But we'll do it anyway. But I want to be Jewish, you know. I've wanted to be Jewish since I was a little boy. I want to be Jewish.
Didn't
so
one of the
I'm going to a Jewish wedding. I'm trying to find
and the
me a
Orange
Jewish
is New Black
girl.
Wanted to go wink, Jewish wink. Or something like that. What's she was that? Like, didn't one of the characters in the Orange is New Black wanted to be Jewish? She was like, I'm Jewish. Probably. You're like, you're black. She was like, I don't care. I'm
I think that's why I liked the patient so mm-hmm. much, is I was like heavy. I just feel like, I remember I was in like catechism and they were like, Jesus was actually Jewish and all this stuff. He was like a rabbi and all that stuff. And I was like, then why are we not Jewish? And I was like, what the fuck? Wait, what? Jesus was Jewish. We should be Jewish, right? You know, I don't know. It seems like a simple logic to me. But what do I know?
What do you know?
But anyway, I told you, don't go at the Jews, man.
Yeah, and don't walk into Skechers when the owner of Skechers is Jewish. You motherfucker. And what are you doing?
And another pro tip,
don't walk into
Skechers.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh, my God.
But, Yeah, I mean, you could hate on any. Kanye could have said, like, Mexicans are, you know, all rapists or whatever. I mean, that's what Trump said.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine, you know? Mm-hmm. But look at Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
He's done. He's all still cooked.
Oh, gosh.
He never recovered.
Man, he never recovered from that drunken line.
You could call a bunch of Latin Americans rapists and, you know, thugs or whatever. And you're good.
He went in on that one. I'm going to shout out to the cop that had his, like, his camping on when I was working.
Pre-body cam era. Yeah.
He put that dude on blast off straight.
My guy was revolutionary at the cop game.
Yo, because Mel Gibson was going ham on that show. He was going
crazy.
We're
lucky we had that GoPro. Exactly.
For real.
But he's never recovered since.
Nah, hell no. You can't go off like that. That was like right after he made the Christ.
Yeah.
And he went ham off to that. You just made the movie Christ, and then you just went ham on a cop for giving you a ticket about a Jew.
Jesus was a Jew.
Oh, gosh, Mel.
And then, I mean, but here's my little prediction on Kanye. I think he's going to start going under the Farrakhan route, because Farrakhan's an anti-Semite. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard.
Because he's lost everything.
Yeah.
All the players dropped him from
the He's going to get pulled into that Black Israelite sect. I bet he becomes a Black Israelite.
Where do you go from here, man?
Black Israelism. Israelitism. I don't know what it's called, but he going to be there. He going to be there. Malcolm X was like that, too, though. If you ever read the biography or the autobiography of Malcolm X, he talks about like how Jews come from caves and had hairy backs and walked on all fours. Whatever, you can't, can't take down a dead man, can you? Yeah,
well, you can take down Kanye.
I'm more worried that he's going to die, but that's neither here nor there. It's out of our control.
Yeah.
Shoo! See, I'm still not used to using my falsetto. I'm going Next up, speaking of Jewish stuff, The Patient, starring Steve Carell and Domhnall Gleeson, just wrapped up. I watched the finale 2 days ago. I thought it was great. I do think that 30-minute shows
are the new wave.
Yes, but no. But dropping weekly is not the new wave.
You gotta pull them all out.
Right. I mean,
Hulu needs to just put them all out. Like,
I'm I got to the point where I just like take 2 weeks off and then just like watch.
That's why I haven't gone back to it. Now that you told me that it's done, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go back and
finish. I mean, you see what I mean, though? But what is that saying? You know what I mean? But House of D, I'm like watching like bam, bam, bam. You know, like every Sunday.
I didn't either. I waited.
Even
that
Rings
was
of Power, which I didn't even really like. I was just like, oh, cool, an hour of like high budget. You know, compelling, quote
once
unquote.
Once television. You told me it was over, I was like, bet. Now
I'm yeah. But this, I should have texted you. This is this show's great. I mean, I will say the weekly thing made it drag, but I do think if you're going to, what's 10 times 30? 300? You're going to get 300 minutes. 300 minutes.
Something crazy.
I don't even know. I'm not going to math right now. I'm bad at math. Is it 3,000 minutes?
I don't care.
This is why podcast. I podcast, guys, because I wasn't a STEM kid. Okay? I drool in math class. Anyway, 10 30-minute episodes roughly. That number is going to bother me. Anyway, it's probably easy to hammer through. But weekly, it was kind of rough. But in the end, I really enjoyed it. I think the finale was fantastic. I want you to finish so you can give me your thoughts on it. All around, I don't know the mom, but the mom in the show ended up being a great actress. Like, she kind of ends up like having like a great role, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
I love the theme of therapy. It did get a little ham-fisted at times where it's like, there was kind of like this trope of like being in what's the word? Like the therapy chair, yeah. Basically. Let's mm-hmm. just call it the therapy chair. Where it's like, everybody in the show got to have a seat in the therapy chair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it was him and his mind, or the dude's mom, or the serial killer, or even Steve Carell. Oh, Steve Carell's mind, or like even other people. It was just like a constant theme, basically, that like everybody needs therapy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I thought it was fantastic, though. Just Steve Carell is going to get nominated for an award. I think Domhnall Gleeson as well. I mean, you got to think about this. Most of this show happens inside of this like set.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a set, this basement. You don't really see much else. And then you see flashbacks and stuff. And it's also put me on about, like, you know, back to the Judaism. Like, his son becomes a Hasidic Jew. And also, it's kind of weirdly, the serial killer is, like, sympathetic to Steve Carell's religion and, like, is actually interested in learning about it. It's a really odd show, but I really like it. The showrunner, I believe, he's mm-hmm. the producer, Chris Long. He did The Americans. He did a show called Dirt back in the day with Courtney Cox. He's like at one of FX's guys. I'm here for more shit like this. I'm going to give it 3 swipes. I thought okay. It was really good.
I mean, you got 85% on Rotten, 7.1, which is high on IMDb. But a lot of people said the guy they made from the reviews, too dark, too emo. A lot of people still liked it, but they said they could have done a little bit better with that guy.
No spoilers, because I'm not editing.
No, I'm just saying. They just said he could have, you know.
It was super dark and emo, but
yeah.
Honestly, I know this is going to sound corny as fuck, but it feels like you're going through therapy as well mm-hmm. through the characters. Like, it explores a lot of just, you know, deep thoughts about things and how, you know, your brain can make you feel like this person you may feel like anger towards, but really it's you, and it's your framing of that person is why you feel that way. It's actually your fault.
I'm like 4 episodes in, and the dude is very emo. I can contest
Steve Carell?
No, the main guy.
What, Steve Carell? I mean, he's lost his wife.
Well, that dude, you already know he's emo as fuck from the get go. Let's talk about the public health inspector guy. Yeah. Definitely made, he could have been at a Thursday show or a My Kim Romance, and that's the type of guy you see. With the comb over hair, the tight shirt, and the,
but
like,
what's funny is, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't about that's that all. Life. He actually, did you get to where he
No, said, I said I'm only 4 episodes okay. in, so that's why I said
he's I can in, only he's adjust. A big fan of a certain country singer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing. The serial killer has I liked him, you know. Mm-hmm. It's one of those fucked up things where you start to like the killer, you know. And yeah, he has, you know, he likes delicious food.
That's like, what I liked about him, because he was a health inspector. Yeah. You know me, I was already kind of like, all right, fuck with this guy.
And he's like a, you know, kind of OCD, like a stickler. And there's just some interesting things. Like, there's a ping pong scene, and it's a dope show. FX just,
which is Hulu, you know, here's the thing right? about
yes. But it's like, which is, you know, FX.
No,
is
Fox. I just wanted to,
Fox is now, it's technically Disney.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah. Everything's Hulu, Disney.
Which is crazy if you think about, like, all this shit happening under Disney's roof. Mm-hmm. But Hulu's kind of like the, we're Disney, but we're gonna have sex, we're gonna curse, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Demonic stuff, it doesn't matter because we're Hulu, mm-hmm. but they're owned by Disney. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's, I recommend it. They kill it. My only thing though is like, are these shows reaching people? Are these Hulu shows reaching people the way Netflix reaches people? Because Netflix, I feel like, honestly, doesn't have as high of a quality of shows as FX, mm-hmm. but it has more eyeballs on them, you know? Or like, for instance, that movie Purple Hearts was one of the biggest movies of the year on Netflix. And it's like a love movie, low budget, about like a Dear John type thing. I don't know. This girl is with an army guy. I'm sure he dies. It's called Purple Hearts. One of their biggest shows on Netflix. But like, it looks terrible. But like, if it was on Hulu, probably not many eyeballs would have hit it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I do wonder, like,
I wish I could. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie or that biggest love movie, so I can't really.
I just listened to pods on it, and it's like, it was a smash hit for Netflix. Yeah. I didn't even know. It was like, the biggest hits for them are the ones that they spend like
nothing on. Which is weird when people say biggest hits, because
they don't release their streaming numbers.
Well, this is true, because like Black Adams, I know we're going off topic, everybody's like big hits, but the numbers from people I've listened to on podcasts, just like you said, have not been doing that well. But when you're talking about worldwide numbers, of course, I guess Black Adam is doing really well, you know?
Well, that's
but
I'm box like, office.
But these podcasters that I listen to are like, man, I didn't think it was that good. Black Adams was a bad guy. He wasn't a good guy. And everybody's like critical about Black Adams because I guess from the DC perspective that if you were going to take this time to do this about Black Adams, then you should have done it right. And I haven't seen it, but from what I'm saying, from what I'm hearing from podcasters, then they have another scene with Superman, and they're like, and I guess DC people are mad because they're like, look, like they're not doing this right, because you know they said Shazam and Superman had to go against Black Adams in the DC world. So how are they coming off with these type of things? So Rock's saying like, yo, we did this, but other people are like, I don't know, it wasn't that good. So it's kind of hard when people like, I listen to people. That podcast I listen to, and when they rate things, they're like, yeah, it wasn't good at all. And I kind of tend to listen to those people too, you know, like, well, for
my what... thing is, it's not about the quality, it's mm-hmm. about is it being seen or not, you know.
My thing is quality and truth to the comics, because like, as someone that likes to, back in the days, did more X-Men than anything, well, than I was in than other ones. So it's like, you, when not... I hear all these things about, I'm just saying Black Adams in general, because I want to know. I didn't read any comments about Black Adam, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well, and then I see.
I don't see how that pertains to the point, because it's like Black Adam is. I can't compare. I don't know. I'm not even gonna go see that movie.
Me either. Like, I don't. But everybody's harping on it though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, let's see what it did. I mean, what's so crazy about this? I just care about numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm so weird. So what is the numbers like? Is it that it did really well, or you know, or
it did mediocre, but like. It still is doing like well, but it did mediocre.
Is this like when you said like that big Netflix?
It did
that
76 million domestic, 152.
So what was that Netflix movie that you said that was like the? I just want to look up the numbers on that.
Purple Hearts, but what I'm they don't correlate at all.
Yeah, I just want to. Yeah,
one is a streaming service, and Black Adam is in theaters.
But both you just said was this one was really highly rated.
Yeah, but my point was Hulu. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get as many eyeballs as Netflix, and
yeah,
Hulu
no doubt
has better stuff. I think. Better
I don't know. I disagree. I think Netflix has had their foot in the game way longer. That's the reason why they get more eyeballs. Two, they have way more. I think of a bigger budget, and they have a better resume. It's longer than Hulu. Hulu hasn't been around that long. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Hulu, and then they have taken
Hulu. Dude, what? I had Hulu.
Who's been here? Well, Netflix has been around way longer than...
Not way... Oh, my gosh. Okay, oh, stop, bro. Are we talking about streaming?
Let me put this back. I'm about to look right now.
First off, find out streaming.
Don't worry about what I'm about to find out. Who's been around longer? That's all that matters.
No, because we're going to talk about getting DVDs in the mail if we go to that. I'm talking about streaming. Hulu probably started in 2011. I remember getting on it to watch Saturday Night Live in New Orleans in my old ass shitty house, and it was free.
I already know it's Netflix, bro, so I don't even got it.
Of course, I know it's Netflix. I didn't say that Hulu was before Netflix. Well, I'm saying it wasn't far behind.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, either. All right, man. It wasn't far behind, but damn, it's got a longer resume. So fuck, bro. Like, Netflix has been around with a longer resume, better stuff. And the fact
I don't think it's better stuff.
And though, the fact that Hulu has taken things like Daredevil off of Netflix and brought it over to Hulu. It's like, yo, man, like, I mean, you can debate and say Hulu does have something better. That's cool. That's like someone saying that, like,
Disney owns,
like,
that
Xbox is better than PlayStation. Like, whatever, man. Like, I think Xbox is better than PlayStation.
Okay.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? PlayStation 1, of course. That's just what it is. PlayStation 2 versus Xbox.
You know.
You probably want to
360 is better.
PlayStation 2, PS3, Xbox, you know? 360, Xbox 360.
But you can't, I don't know. It's like, PS4, you can't hold a candle to Netflix and Hulu. That's like, bro, it's Netflix and chill. There is no Hulu and chill. There's like, what are you talking about?
But no, you're literally, I think you're missing my point. You're missing my point.
Okay.
More people watch Netflix.
Yes.
Is my point.
Yes, they do.
But the second aspect is, mm-hmm, I think there's better stuff on Hulu.
Which I don't think their stuff is better stuff on Hulu. I think there's way better stuff on Netflix. Way more categories, way more stuff to sift through. Yeah.
But I'm talking more also like original stuff too. Not like watching Inception. You know what I mean?
Man, I don't know. I can literally be on Netflix and searching for days, and they have so many categories, things I haven't seen. And I can go to Hulu and they have generic ass fucking movies and
but brands, like in Netflix, stuff you're out gonna there, have so, like movie or shows like Finding Amy, you know, or whatever that.
What? I don't even know what that is,
dude. It was that huge,
I don't know,
show.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It was the one with
just like that Purple Heart, whatever thing. I'd never seen that either on Netflix. Those these huge shows that I've never seen. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a huge success for Netflix because anytime something only costs like $5 mm-hmm. million to make
mm-hmm.
and it becomes like top three in the world
mm-hmm.
is way better for them than when they make something like just Sandman. Just
like, even regardless, like Netflix was during the Rona era, they were putting out like even bad movies, Rona movies, whatever, like the one with The Rock and, you know, they're just Red Notice. There's like movies, well, you're just movies. There's things that I'm just saying Hulu does not do.
Like, but another smash hit for Netflix was the one that you watched with Kevin Hart and Marky Mark. Was
yeah, something
it?
Like that. Yeah, no, I'm just like, you know, quality, no, that, something
that
like
movie
that.
It. Went bananas on Netflix.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it was huge. But it wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't.
But it goes bananas because people are like, fuck it, I'm putting it on, you know?
I just think that, like you said, it's like Netflix, man, it's that name. Like, and they have the opportunity
yeah, the
to
brand
put out
is
more,
strong.
Like, you know, the people are doing, you even said, are doing more contract movies with Netflix. You know, like the one with Adam Sandler that just came out that we were both debating. I'm just saying that they have, they're just putting out more and doing more.
I mean, on your end of the argument, mm-hmm. on your side, they're getting, I believe it's called like Glass Onion. That's going to be straight to Netflix. It's mm-hmm. going to be in theaters for, I think, 1 week or 2 weeks. That's the sequel to Knives Out.
Okay.
And then also the new Safdie Brothers movie, mm-hmm. they did Uncut Gems. That's going straight to Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Netflix still gets stuff, but I just feel like Hulu has better, like, I guess it's probably TV, I would say.
Now, I will not disagree there. TV, hands down. Yes. But series, like, I feel like even, like, reboot, all these patients, I agree. I'll even go that far with Hulu. Like, they might,
I mean,
they're on this series.
Remember Prey? Prey was
that's what
a banger.
And I agree. That's what I'm saying. They're on, I agree. They are on the come up. They're no Paramount. They're not a Paramount. You know what I'm saying? Like, Paramount's still at the bottom tier, like, trying to fight their way up.
Yeah, Paramount's struggling.
Yeah, right now. Peacock and shit. Like, all these things are trying to
get, somebody's going to get acquired. Something's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
Peacock's going to go ham for the World Cup.
You think so? Oh, yeah. I agree. I can't wait. Oh, yes, I'm hyped. Yes,
I'm
hyped.
So if you
want to
watch all your shit on your phone while you're at work,
yeah,
that is how you're going to do it is Peacock. Mm-hmm. So that will actually be big for them. But then after that,
it's kind of like, yeah.
But they're going to get a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What they need to do is hopefully have some dope shit lined up. So when the World Cup happens, people be also like, oh, what's this show?
Yeah. And then you have like, it really served up.
Yeah. Get it like nice and ready mm-hmm. so people don't cancel their subscriptions the way I cancel my shit right after the NBA playoffs. That's what I do with YouTube TV. So I don't know. We went on a.
That was good. That was a good one. We need to do those things.
Your team Netflix. I'm going to get a Hulu shirt. You get it. And you love Hulu. Don't even trip.
I do. I don't. I'm not tripping. You're right. I do love Hulu.
Yeah. Hulu has live sports.
You know it. That's my life.
Lord have mercy. All right, we're getting into a whole nother streaming service. House of D, House of Dragons has wrapped up. Let's not get too spoiler heavy.
Yeah, I guess we can't.
Because I'm sure people are still catching up.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like...
They're long-ass episodes, bro. So people still catching up. But
if I will say this, though.
Long, bro.
Right, but House of Dragons is like... it's kind of like the Super Bowl, or it's like NFL. So it's like, if we do spoil something, it's like, you should have been watching on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you should have known if the Bengals won or lost.
Right, right.
They beat the Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt. Certain parts, I agree. Yeah, for sure.
But, so we can have some stuff, I feel like, and not feel too bad about it. So, yeah, if you want to skip about
10 minutes ahead, because it was like 2 weeks since it's been out, I think?
No, it's a week? No, like 6 days. Five days.
Oh, yeah? Days. Okay.
This past Sunday.
Dude, I don't know. I've been sick.
1, 2, 3, 4 days.
I binged it hard.
Math, I'm bad at it.
It's 300 hours.
Don't be mad. My math ain't minutes, math.
Just so you know, 300 times 30 times 10 is 300.
30 times 10 is 300? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
No, 3 times 10.
Oh, you said 30. 3 times. I thought 30 you were...
You're smarter than me. Let's go. House of D. All right. What are you thinking? How are you feeling about it? I have some interesting opinions on it.
The last episode was meh. M-E-H. Meh. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
And overall, it was still good. I'm a Game of Thrones. I'm all about it. You have to compare something to something. You got to go against Game of Thrones, of course. So it was good for what it was. I love the dragons. I'm all about dragons. Give it to me. I think some of the CGI could have been a little bit better, like on the scenes in the water between Dragonstone going back and forth.
What about that scene where... What's her name? Rhaena? Princess Rhaena? Mm-hmm. The princess who never got it?
Yeah,
the older Rhaenyra. One? Not Rhaenyra, like Rhaena.
The Rhaena, yeah, the aunt. Drift. The Drift from the Drift, yeah.
What's her name? Anything?
No, you're right, you had it right.
Is it Rhaena? Mm-hmm. When she flies in that scene, and the explosion of rocks, was so bad.
But then, like, Damien was like, you're right there, you easy.
Damien goes hard in the paint, and I'm a Matt Smith fan.
Which I agree, because if you was in that situation, you would probably have been like, what you mean?
You could have squashed this real quick. Yeah.
For real.
But, so, the CGI was shoddy at times, but it's kind of like, I always go back to this reference, Cowboy Bebop, Rings of Power. If the brand is strong, it's kind of like watching old Star Trek, or watching even Doctor Who, which Matt Smith was a form of Doctor Who. In these fantasy shows, if the content, the story is good, you can let shit slide.
No doubt.
You know, you watching Babylon 5.
No doubt.
You're like, oh yeah, that's a miniature. Yeah. You know, it's like obvious, but you got to let it slide. And they're like, it's a TV show where they're doing these dragon rides. Mm-hmm. When the young, what's his name? Not Aegon.
There's a lot. So I ain't even, don't even ask me.
Maybe he's Viserys.
It's like Game of Thrones. There's too many damn names to be out here remembering everybody's name.
When
bro.
The one-eyed kid flies for the first time, that shit was fire.
Mm-hmm.
That scene to me was like just a cinematic goal. It felt like Spielberg.
It felt like coming of age.
Yeah.
For him.
Like a Spielberg,
What I didn't
this
like, though.
This is how coming of age the one is on thing a dragon?
That's I did like, rad. Though, is that all three of the brothers was on giving that motherfucker a pig. And then why he only hating on the other, you know what I mean? I'm like, hold on, man.
Oh, yeah.
All of them was on there joking on you about
his blood brother.
He was the main one. Yeah. I'm like, how you gonna let, you know? So I didn't like that because I felt like he was kind of being.
Well, that's going to be a thing, too, though. That got
it. Well, you see there too is kind of like, yeah, no doubt. I didn't like all the birthing dead babies and stuff. That kind of did not. I feel like every episode I was getting
last one.
Yeah, it was just
when you see the little hand, it was like
y'all are going too
far. That's dark.
Yeah. So for that House of D, y'all could have done. Y'all gave us like how many? The mother.
Damien. Dead baby.
It's like stop. Like y'all gave us a lot of that, which were three too many. You know.
Now I do think this season was very clunky, but I think that the next season we're just going to be in the driver's seat going 100 miles.
I did think they had wasted her baby daddy. We didn't need that part. We didn't need him. She could have just been fucking We need to know who the daddy was. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Like, he was gone within that episode.
No, you needed it, though.
He was wiped out with it.
Yeah.
Dude, he was... He got paid, what, two episodes?
Yeah. But here's the thing, though, is, like, you got to appease the nerds who've read the books and things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And George R.R. Martin is very much a part of the screenwriting.
Mm-hmm. But you got to admit, it was kind of minuscule, though. Like his, like, it was just like, course, like, it was just like
Aaron Hall, the Strong.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean, well, his brother is, you know, he's like the little,
but I mean, I get that, but I just still didn't get that. Like, you know what I mean? It was just quick. It was like, you could have done without it.
That's the thing. They had to do a lot of the legwork and the heavy lifting in this season where it's like, we had like three time jumps.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I mean, actually, it was always time jumps because they're like, that was 3 years ago. They would even say, like, damn, really?
Right.
You know? And a lot of healing from miscarriages.
And I didn't understand, like you said, when he got the bigger dragon, too. I'm like, damn, how old is motherfucking dragon?
Right. He's the oldest dragon. How old is he?
Kid was like damn near 9 years old. He was about 21. You know what I mean? Like, what time are we on, dragon?
Dragon's 300 years old, like, or something like that.
Was he around when Jesus was around? Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what was good. Like,
I think his name's Vhagar.
Dang. You know what I mean? Like, and why ain't all others looking like steroid out like him? What's going on?
But that is what's so sick about. Yeah, I know. He's like,
what's going on? No, I don't understand. That's what's so
cool. Like, I love kaiju movies, like any kind of Japanese like monster movies. So it's really sick to see like all the dragons.
They're all different personalities. Yeah, they're all different. Yeah,
like Damon's dragon has like the long neck and shit. It's just kind of,
and he's like that. Him. Yeah. He's like an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they all have personalities, and you aren't really controlling them as much
as you think. Yeah, and that ends that's it. Yep, yep, yep.
But I will say the end, I actually loved it, and especially the final shot.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that one deep in my soul.
Which
one? So, literally the final shot.
With her?
Yeah, Damien? She turned.
Oh, okay. Straight up. That was powerful.
Basically, that was powerful. Breaks the fourth wall.
But I'm kind of mad because, like, she was doing so well. Like, I'm Miss Peaks. Well, you know,
when
like,
she was
you know?
Young, yes.
Well,
and
even
as she got older,
even,
she kind of got
even her aunt was like, I love how she's not, let's go to war. You know, like, let's go. You know,
that's the thing about she's like, screenwriting, too, is like, okay, she can't just start the war
because you know? She ain't got enough men.
Oh, no, she can
enough to block her spot down, not enough to go out.
But it's more compelling for her to not, and consider peace, which we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we know.
And then now her hand is forced from what happened, and now she's like, mask off.
Well, I feel like she...
I'm crazy now.
She wants war, but she wants it the right way.
Right.
She wants to get all the alliances that said, you know, give me that.
Right.
Like, y'all said this, which I like that they're bringing up names that we already know. Lannister, Starks, Tellys.
Well, and her... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that they're bringing up... Yeah, I love they're bringing up all the names.
I want to read the book. I've been doing some research, and it's like, apparently the Starks are going to come in hardcore, which is like, you know, that's going to be lit. Mm-hmm. And they better cast that shit right. But... Compare it to Khaleesi. Remember how Khaleesi just like flipped the switch when her dragon died?
Yeah, she went crazy.
It's kind of a similar thing.
She went crazy.
But Rhaenyra, I feel like it's more of a believable switch.
Mm-hmm.
The way they built it and the way she was so loving to her kids and all that.
Yeah, she was.
You feel it.
Yeah,
you're like, okay,
yeah.
Now this girl's going to go crazy and be like Mad King.
Because I feel like they all have the mad in them.
They all have the fire inside. And you're like, all right, I believe it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas with Khaleesi, it's like, damn, we went
a long time for her
eight
to flip.
Seasons.
Yeah, for her to flip.
And you just flip like that about something. It's like, wait, that's not aligned with your character. I feel like because this is working with George R.R. Martin's like actual story still, it's fucking good writing, I think. It's just we needed to get through all these time jumps, and now we know everybody. And, you know, with that being said, who is your, like, standout? Anybody stand out to you?
Man. Like, go ahead. You pick.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
I can name off some names, too.
Because I'm only going to have one.
Otto Hightower. I like him a lot. The Hand of the King.
Mm-hmm.
He just, the chess match, he's turning into what I think is like a classic character,
mm-hmm.
and you know he gonna fucking die.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, I can't wait gonna, either. Yeah, because yeah, you know he's probably gonna be Damien too.
Yeah. Oh, Damon's gonna get it.
Yeah.
Of course, Damon. And then I think Rhaenyra, the what's her name? Emma Darcy. Darcy. Mm-hmm. She that's who plays old Rhaenyra. She's fucking really good. Mm-hmm. And she, or actually, they are good.
Mm-hmm.
They are a they them,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just misgendered them.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Cooke, I believe that is the older fuck, I can't even remember her name. The queen.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was I just think she's pretty, honestly.
Yeah,
I mean she's a great
I don't like her acting wasn't her acting didn't like blow me away though.
Like, yeah.
The only time that I felt like she was really in the character is when her son lost the eye and she went to grab the knife. That's like yeah. her best scene
yeah,
to me was like,
see,
for me. But honestly, my favorite standout is the king.
You,
not even like his real name.
Viserys?
Or, yeah.
The one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just like, his whole demeanor throughout the whole, just like.
Well, he was like a bitch.
He, like he said, king. He wasn't tested.
Yeah,
you know he didn't.
No, he was tested.
Not like
he kind of
not like Starks or like in the other ones where you had to get pushed to like do like something. Like you either got to be there
well,
or this. He didn't get pushed.
Was the
he
glue actually holding everything was she, together?
Is that well? And then he was
to
like
prevent war.
He was trying to prevent war, but he didn't have no one to take over his crown or yeah. anything. You know what I mean? Like no one charge on his city
well,
or
no,
anything crazy.
Here's the thing, though.
If anything, he had to travel through the hand.
Yeah.
Which he even called him out. He was like, bro, well placed. Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending your daughter in there. He was like, I'm not naive. I know what was going on. He was like, but he even said, he's like, you can't say that about my daughter. Like, I love that part. He was like, you can say whatever you want. Like, you know, I know what you did. Your daughter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Which he called him right there, which I love that part because he was like, it was real because you might have, some people might have thought he about it naive and thought that his daughter was just going in there and luck of the draw and was like, oh, but he was like, nah, bruh.
Well, that's the thing about politics. Like, even, you know, with today, you know, you can't tell the truth to the people, you know?
Yeah.
You got to fucking keep that shit under wraps and, you know, make it look like you're perfect.
But
like,
the hand, his greed is what's showing. Like, well, he got him caught the first time. That's why he got booted from the hand. And it's going to get him again in the next season, I think, too.
Yeah.
It's like, he's, you know, because like when Damien, he was like, from the brother from the Drift, that was another one of my favorite scenes. He said, just say it. Mm-hmm. He said, just say it. Damien wanted him to say it. The fucking bastard. Uh-huh. Yo. And that dude took the sword. Bruh, that was ill. That was. That
and
was.
I love how he like gets over his brother's death and like he wakes up and he's like, wait, what? No. And then, like, 10 seconds later, he's like, moving on. Like,
yeah.
He's like, you might have deserved it.
Right, right. Yeah, right. He was like, he did. He was like.
But that's the guy I really like, though, is Corlys.
Mm-hmm.
He was great, and I'm glad he's sticking around, let's say that, because I was kind of worried.
You were worried? How you gave him the fever and shit? I thought they was going to kill him off, too. I was like, how are they going to do this guy like that?
He's one of the stronger characters.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he's sticking around. Yeah, him and his wife's relationship is not... I think that's one of the best parts of the show because they actually are in love.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, everybody else is, fucking... Well, I do think Damon... The choke out was kind of crazy.
Well, that goes to show you that they're crazy. I think that just goes to show you that they're crazy.
And he was
doesn't
upset
matter.
That she... He was never... His brother didn't trust him to tell him, like, this prophecy.
The prophecy, and all, you know? And stuff. But he's mad as fuck. You know, his brother got dealt... The wrong hand. He already is mad as fuck. His brother's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I will say this wasn't before I rated or whatever we rated.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't perfect. Like the triad battle against the crab eater guy. That was pretty dumb. There was some bad stuff, but that is the magic or the
allure.
The danger of a season finale.
Yeah.
Where it's like, kind of like The Patient, you know, it dragged, but the season finale hit hard. And for me, I really enjoyed the season finale, even though it, you know, leaves you on a cliffhanger, of course. You know, this show's going to go on for, like, probably 4 seasons. And so that kind of wiped away some of the bullshit, and I hope they clean up some of that mess and get the fight choreography better. With that being said, what are we rating this? I'm going to rate it. We were talking about it earlier. A power 2. House of D, I give a power 2.
Yeah, power 2.
Wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But it had me watching week by week. It's way better than Rings of Power. That shit was stupid. Literally fucking stupid. And I've gone down all of these rabbit holes of Lord of the Ring YouTube videos, and they fucked it all up.
They fucked it all up.
Yeah, it takes place in the second age, and it just, there's so much good stuff. But
they're talking about like 2 years for the next House of D, though. About 2 years out.
Oh, it's like a year. I think it's going to be like not this spring, but next spring. Don't worry, there's going to be plenty of things to watch. Now, next up, I have the greatest beer run ever, something like
that. Hold on real quick. Do you think that we'll see White Walkers second season?
No.
I'm just wondering. Because they already gave you the myth of, you know, you're like, oh, shit.
Song of Ice and Fire.
Man, hold on.
My thing is, I think the dragons are the White Walkers of this. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Like where, the giants in Game of Thrones where they saw giants and shit like
it's
that.
It's like, that's going to be like the mystical gotcha. Stuff is like all the dragons. That's like your humans and then like your...
Dragons.
Yeah, got it. Supernatural, I guess.
I'm with it. Cool.
They're too far out. Also, like, they would just... Dragons... If you have that many dragons, White Walkers would not be a problem. Unless they turn them into... That was so dumb. Now you're reminding me of the old Game of Thrones.
You didn't like that part?
No, it was dumb. It was sometimes interesting, but ridiculous at the same time. God, that was so bad. But anyway, the greatest beer run ever, or whatever it's called, by Peter Farrelly. That's the Farrelly Brothers, Dumb and Dumber, Stuck on You. Remember that classic? Mm-hmm. It's about John Cheeky Donahue, played by yoked out Zac Efron. He's not yoked out yet, but Jesus Christ. Google Zac Efron steroids. He looks insane. His face looks different now. It is absurd how he's on HGA. He looks like the Liver King.
Damn.
Yes. But it has Bill Murray, Viggo Mortensen in it. This movie is not good. I'm going to actually hit the old classic.
Ooh. Now to say next.
Ooh.
Now to say next.
Just skip it.
Damn.
It's just really real dumb. It's like kind of insults your intelligence. The writing is very on the nose. I mean,
I'm going to agree because I...
It's an anti-Vietnam War. You get to see how a Boston kid who's pro-Vietnam gets to go in and see the atrocities of Vietnam and come back and be like, no, it's actually pretty bad out there. And they're like, really? You know, it's like, wow. You know, there's way better movies that could cover that. You know, like it just... And he goes, and it's a cute idea, but it isn't executed properly. It could be funnier. It could be.
It seems like he's trying to have hints of Save It Private Ryan in there from previews that I saw. Like, just maybe not, because like I said, I didn't see it, but it just looked like it had.
It's very far fetched to be based on a true story. There's so much stuff in it. Like, at one point, he's like getting hunted by the CIA because they think he's like kind of like a spy, like, and just things like that. And he like runs into one of his best friends in Vietnam, like just randomly. It's like, you're more likely to run to the Viet Cong. Uh-huh. Right? It's absurd. It's really dumb. And also his bag of beers is just, he's like Santa Claus with the bag of PBRs. It's endless. He has like a bag this big, and he just, like, it was stressing me out. I'm like, wait, don't give away all your beers. Yeah. Like in this scene, and then like the next scene, his bag is full of beers again. So it was like, what the fuck is going on with this endless bag of beers?
Right.
Which, give me it. Like, if I can get an endless bag of beers, that's going to be the name of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy to me. And I don't think Zac Efron is that capable of handling,
It should have been an Edward Norton role.
What's that?
Edward Norton.
If Edward Norton was like 22, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he could have done it. Well, you got to have comedy chops, and you got to have...
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise could have... Yes. Tom Cruise could have knocked that role.
I could see
out
that, yeah.
Because they're a similar type of actor, except for Tom Cruise is like a masterful
he's better.
Version.
Better. way better than Zac Efron.
Because like Zac Efron, it will and Tom never Cruise hit Tom both Cruise. Have the looks.
Yeah, he has know? The looks, but he will never have Tom Cruise's acting chops ever. Nah.
But he could, yes. Tom Cruise, like Risky Business.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Zac Efron just doesn't have the capabilities. It's just bad. And then the sets were kind of weak, you know, like some of the. And then,
it's
like,
just one of the things I think Zac Efron has to go like B-list movies to get his name back up.
Well, he's trying.
You know what I mean? Trying. Like just off the wall type, like maybe like a movie like The Green Room. Like if he would have done something like that. Like, something like shit,
hardcore.
Like, yeah, just like you wouldn't suspect him in. Like, you're like, whoa, hold on. Zac Efron? Yeah. All right, I'm here. Like Home Dude did Preacher. Dude, Spider-Man, Tom Holland. You know? He's like, he has to. He was like, I got to do something.
Wait, what movie?
Or, yeah, he's like the Preacher and the guy from Robert Patton.
Oh,
and
yeah. It's not called Preacher, though.
I know, but it, you know, he plays a Preacher. But you know what I mean? Like, you have to do offbeat
movies. Yeah. He also did a movie called Cherry. That was Tom Holland. Cherry, that was a flop. Trying to do
but you see what saying. I'm saying though. Yeah. You gotta go out there and do those kind of like, like I don't know.
Like, I mean, there's like a lighthearted movie,
like Requiem for Your Dream. You need to do some hard, fucked up. Like I don't know if you should be able to do that movie because you shouldn't act that well. Like I didn't know Damien, one of the Williams brother, could act in that. Are you fucking kidding me? He opened my eyes to that he could act. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, shout out.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you need a movie, Zach, to do that. Like, break him. Like, you might have to act really good. You got to act, bro. Like, but he's done so many Disneys. He's done too many funny movies to where if you're looking at Zac Efron, you're like, yeah, I'm not.
Well, no, please, can you Google Zac Efron HGH for me? And I want you to see what he looks like. I think he's done. I think he's fucked up his body, dude. I really do. His face looks different.
And oh, then, wow.
Does he have, like, the protruding abs?
Is it the show off the muscles, the pro wrestler for he's trying to be? Yeah, I see it. Oh, wow.
No, I think he's done, dude. I think he fucked up his body. He's, like, botched his body.
Yeah, he looks
weird. He's basically turned into Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yo, he doesn't even look like himself.
And he's one of the most handsome motherfuckers on the planet. And his jaw looks crazy. His lips, like, have changed. It's HGH. Same with, what's his name? Kumail Nanjiani, is that his name? The guy who was in Eternals.
Yeah, why did he get so ripped? I don't like the way he looks like that either.
Yeah, and it changed his jaw. It's because they're on HGH. They're on human growth hormone, and they basically go through puberty again. Their jaw grows, you know, amongst other things.
Why would he do this to himself?
I mean, y'all, he looks fucking insane. Oh,
gosh. He looks unrecognizable, bro. He really does.
I don't think he'll come back the same. I think those days of trying to be a leading man like that have
Yeah, he gone looks out like Bruce Banner from like the 70s.
Yeah.
When he was hulked out.
Exactly. It's fucking bad.
It is bad. You got to put it on the gram.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. You should never make me look at this.
I'm so well. We're talking about his future. You're like, he needs to do this,
and
I'm
like, you're right. Over. He's over. It's over.
it's over. Yeah. It's
over. Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah, he's trying.
Damn,
that's probably the role though, where he's trying to go hard.
Well, they should have gave that to Mickey Rourke. He was already halfway there, so they should just let him play that role.
What if it's like The Wrestler too?
I love that movie though.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
Marissa Tomei in that hit the fuck. You remember her in that?
Oh, yeah, she's a stripper.
Woo!
I mean, that's Darren Aronofsky as well. That's who did Requiem for a Dream, so I'm pretty sure. But then Mickey Rourke also went off the deep end.
Yes, he did.
But anyway, the greatest beer run ever is that's a next for me. Don't waste your time. Apple TV seems to do, I mean, they want to.
I haven't been on there in a while since we watched Loot. I think I've been kind of off of there.
It's been kind of in a slump. There's like this new show where this dude's in India, the dude from Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. I tried to watch. I couldn't even get through it. I might attempt it again, but it just was not the vibe. Okay.
Let's go, Apple. Get it together.
Yeah. And moving on. Getting on the back end, we got Matriarch, Netflix show.
This is a little quick one real quick, you know, for the Halloween.
Can you do a Matriarch and Athena back-to-back?
Can you give me do we got the spill down or do we not got the spill down today?
You know what it is.
You know, the top news, you know, our spill. I can give you a quick one.
Oh, I see.
You know? You're usually better at doing this, but I'm going to do my best at it.
A little pimp.
Yeah, so you got to get them all. And here we go. Matriarch. On Hulu, afflicted with a mysterious disease after surviving from an overdose, a woman returns to her childhood home to confront her personal demons, but instead discovers a real one. And she's dripping this weird black stuff. She goes sees her mom, who's the leader of this weird cult that has black stuff coming from her titty that everybody drinks that makes them that makes them look younger again. So she doesn't figure it out to the very end.
30 seconds.
It's a must watch. We also have Athena on Netflix. It's going to be a two swiper. We got Athena on Netflix. This is about a brutal crime done by the officers and these guys in France uprise, and they go against the cops. It's hours after her tragic brother of death of his brother. They go crazy. Seconds. They take over the cops. It's on Netflix. It's really good. It's an hour and 30 minutes, and that's a two swiper. Woo! Got it all out, man. Dang. You know what's just crazy? I've been battling against Hulu, and all the shows I've been watching have been Hulu.
We make it look easy. There you go. Look at us. I mean, we watch it all.
Yeah.
We try to. All right. Okay. Then one last thing then.
Well, you watched Unbearable Weight.
We're gonna do that one.
Yeah, I'll let you go start that off because you was on the plane.
So I watched The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
Starring Nick Cage, younger Nick Cage.
Do they age him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's him de-aged.
De-aged.
And what's the other guy? Pedro Pascal.
Is he Pedro Pascal comedy from now on? Is he giving up hard roles?
I don't know if he's that like good at it.
You don't like him in his funny roles?
He's funny, but he's not like, I'm not rolling. I thought Nick Cage was funny as fuck.
He was funny.
Nick Cage, like.
He was funny in that show.
We need to protect that man at all.
Oh, my gosh.
The way he can just self-deprecate, like, it just not give a fuck, is so good.
That's essentially what the movie was about.
Yeah, it was awesome. I watched it on a plane. I didn't finish it. It's on Hulu. I didn't realize that. I saw the first hour, and then we landed. But I think it's a great premise. I love that. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but, like, his situation with his daughter and all
I don't know if it is, but you're right, man. Self-deprecation at his highest, bro. It's funny as fuck.
He's basically trying to make another him out of his daughter.
Yeah.
Not being there and just being completely selfish. And
that's my thing. Is it really like him? It's Nick Cage. It's Nicolas Cage, bro. I'm like, how serious?
Him trying to get certain roles and stuff.
Yeah.
You had Tiffany Haddish and that other guy reunite from the
after party.
They were pretty good in it. I enjoyed it. I need to finish it.
I finished it. Three swipes. Three swipes for the movie as a whole. Just because he's Nicolas Cage as Nicolas Cage. And he's, like you said, he's literally making fun of his own self. I mean, this dude's done more movies than more movies. You know, so it's like you said, I think we need to protect. He's going to be a cult classic. I think eventually when he's gone, we'll all go back and look at Nicolas Cage movies. Con Air. Face Off, like everything. We'll go back and we'll appreciate him for what he is and what he was.
I think he's kind of like before Bill Murray, which he was awful. And his character in the greatest beer run ever is like he plays like an old World War II vet. Mm-hmm. He's like, wars, you know, for your country, it's the most honorable thing. Like, he keeps talking like that because like World War II was like the great war, you know. And Vietnam was like the opposite.
Yeah.
It was like no purpose. I mean, war is also terrible.
Yeah.
Anti-war. But remember when Bill Murray just was like, people just kind of celebrating
him? Yeah. Zombie. When he's in the, like he was just that guy. You were like pop up on movies.
And I feel like, I think Nick Cage is going through that where it's like people are really giving him flowers right now because he's done a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, he has.
Pig was good.
Yeah.
Maggie was, I think it's called Maggie, but that's like this fucking super, that's be a great Halloween
Ambulance with Ren Reims. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking more recently. In the day. I mean Raising Arizona. Man's a fucking legend.
Raising Arizona. Yeah. That is a cult classic.
That's a four swiper.
That is a four swiper. If y'all have not seen that one, I seen that when I was a kid and I was traumatized. I did not like bikers for a hot minute because of that fucking movie. Yeah. Dude fucking scared the shit out of me with a baby head on as a kid. I was fucking... And I watched the movie every time, me and my little brother. It never failed. Yeah. We still watched it because we were just like... his country as accent. I mean, yeah. Robbing the store. I mean, the whole movie, if you have not seen this, is Forrest Whitaker. I don't want to talk about it no more. It's so good. It's so good. It's good.
So, I mean, yeah, this is a great movie, especially, yeah, Hulu, check this movie out. I'm not going to finish it. I can't swipe up something I didn't finish. It's just the rules.
Yeah, we've got rules here.
But check, definitely a must watch if you, want to just, you know, have a nice laugh. Nick. And see Nick Cage and like get to see Nick Cage make out with himself, his younger self, which is fucking one of the funniest things I've Nick ever seen.
Fucking yes.
He gets it. And I feel like we all could use some of Nick Cage's
in this movie,
he's inspiring. Mm-hmm. You know? Like we can use some of that energy for ourselves and motivate ourselves through life. There's something to be learned there.
He gets kicked out of the Elm Hotel. Yeah. It's like, they love me there. It's so sad.
He like lives in a hotel that he can't afford.
Oh gosh. So, this is hilarious, man. Oh my gosh.
I'm sure like 90% of it is actual truth. All right. Well, that's it for this week. We're going out on Glory Box.
Oh, man. His head
because Dana apparently was bumping this shit while he was sick.
I was.
That is not it.
Well, it is. It could be. The track, you know. You pull this up on a chick. Pull it up on your girl. See how she likes it.
This right here.
She might like it. If she doesn't know about it, then you just educate her on it, too. Then you'll be extra cooler. Because she'll be like, ooh, who's this?
Like, girl, let me tell you about this. Somebody had mentioned that song. I was like, oh, shit. I wonder if he said, I don't remember, but I wonder if he says it without a beat in the back. And he does. Yeah, and I was like, oh, perfect. I'm
playing with this bow and yo, it was a four swipe episode today, I must admit. It's got that Thursday vibe to it. Not that Tuesday vibe.
Right? Well, it better have been because this is going to be unedited. I'm just going to export this bitch.
We went in hard.
Whatever you get is whatever you get, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you going to watch Black Adams?
When it comes out on HBO.
Yeah. Did you watch, did you read the comic with Shazam and Superman?
I don't like.
Do you like Shazam? Do you like that?
Not comic wise. Okay. I like the movie. It was like, alright.
Who's stronger? Black Adam, Shazam, Superman?
They're to me all in the same category.
Got it.
They're all like, you know,
top.
Like literally, to me, they all have the same power.
Got it. That's what I was wondering. I didn't know. That's what I was asking.
Probably Superman's got all the other the laser vision and all that. Doesn't he have like cold breath and
well,
shit?
Well, they just, that's why I was saying, because your boy just, I guess, signed a deal with Superman again. He's back.
Which is great. Henry Cavill coming back.
He just posted on Instagram.
I'm cool with that. My only thing, I want to see it because of Hawkman or whatever his name is. I think it's Hawkman. Mm-hmm. He's cool, and his comics are actually fun because they're like really beautiful. Like he's always in like on weird alien planets for the most part.
Is so, he a mutant or human?
He's like he's kind of like Superman. He's like from a different he's a different race.
Okay.
He's like an alien. That's why I want to see it is really for him. And there's I forgot his name. Damn, he's basically like Ant-Man when he gets big. I forgot.
His name. Okay.
Adam Smasher. Okay. I think is his name actually Adam Smasher. I want to see it for that kind of stuff. Honestly, it's really hard for me to see anything with The Rock in it. I just instantly he's such a cornball, man. I just can't.
That's all I wanted to get your opinion. You're
the reason why I liked like Shazam, for instance. They got Zachary Levi, and he only had like what was that show called? Better Off Ted. It was his show on ABC, and then hadn't seen him in anything in years, and he comes back yoked for Shazam, and you're like, in your mentally, you're just like, that's Shazam. You're not thinking that's this actor.
Gotcha.
You know? When I see The Rock, I'm like, that's The Rock.
That's The Rock. Maybe Idris Elba should have played Black Adams.
Maybe. I just like, let's just get some new
breath.
Blood in
there. Yeah, new breath. I feel you.
Or it's kind of like when they do like a Pixar movie and they hire like really big talent to
do
play
the voices.
The character, and you're like, do we need it?
Yeah.
You know? I'm gonna go see it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You need Chris Evans to play Buzz Lightyear. Yeah.
just was so weird. I want to see the fight between Shazam and Superman versus Black Adam. In the comic, they said that that's
like, how did I that mean, happen? All that shit is coming. Don't worry, all that is coming.
Now I just want to see Superman fuck somebody up. You know, that's it. After Justice League and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, after he came out and made it known that, hey, y'all brought me back. Y'all know who it is. Y'all know who I am. I'm Superman.
We still got Flash coming up. That shit, they're still running with that.
I just forgot about that.
Which goes to show, same with Kanye, same with whatever his name is, the guy who's playing the Flash, Elijah. It's not about whether this person is a good person or not. It's whether, like, does it fuck up our money or not?
Right.
And Adidas finally was like, okay, we got to break up with them. But Yeezy is 10% of Adidas sales, and that's big.
Yeah.
They will have to figure that one out.
Good show, bro.
All right. Yeah, good shit. See y'all next week. Happy Halloween.